For years, there have been stories of abuse and death surrounding the Dozier School for Boys, a reform school in the Panhandle that closed down last year amid questions about abuse and deaths at the school. An investigation 2 years ago by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement came up with about 30 graves found. But according to a group of University of South Florida researchers, that's not the case.
The current Boot Hill Cemetery is marked by 31 metal crosses. And so based on this and the archival research, we anticipated finding between 25 and maybe 30 burials. In fact, what we found was closer to 50 burials.
USF archaeologist Christian Wells is part of the research team that worked to document and study the historic Boot Hill Cemetery near the Dozier School. The team is led by USF anthropologist Erin Kimmerly, who says there's more work to do since she feels there's even more than the 50 grave sites that were found.
Additional field work in the area surrounding Boot Hill, including test excavations in areas that were marked by GPR anomalies. We suspect there could be more burials there. Identify specific individual graves and get a very accurate account. And additional research and interviews, including all of the various stakeholders that are involved.
Kimberly's reasoning that there could be more graves has sparked renewed interest in finding out what really happened at Dozier. At a recent cabinet meeting, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam asked Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Gerald Bailey about the contrast in the reports from USF and his agency.
There was some significant discrepancy in the two findings, and it's just a real black mark on the history of Florida, and I'd like at some point to meet with some of your folks to understand better what we're looking at here as we peel back this investigation.
We would be more than happy to meet with you and bring you up to date on what we know. I have not actually seen the report that was put together by the University of South Florida.
Following the meeting, Putnam told a gaggle of reporters what's really important is doing what's right for the families.
We have a family of a child who was kept in the Dozier School, who died at the Dozier School, and the family would like to retrieve the remains and bury them in the family plot. And obviously this is all wrapped up in this question of where they are, how many grave sites there are. There's a question about whether there's an entirely different grave site, perhaps where African-American students who died at the school would have been buried.
Back in those days, if there was a graveyard and you had blacks and whites in it, they would be separated by a good distance. And so it's possible that the white graveyard is over there and they haven't found it.
Robert Straley is one of the boys who says he was abused at the Dozier School. He was 13 at the time, and the now 66-year-old says where the USF researchers were digging is believed to be the black side and hopes more graves will be uncovered in what could be the white side. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson asked the U.S. Justice Department to step in and assist the USF researchers, which Straley says is necessary because he and the other alleged abuse survivors don't trust the state to investigate again.
That is what we need, is somebody big in politics to go up there and ask the Department of Justice to step in. The FDLE, investigating the FDLE, you know, it just wasn't going to work. You can't have them investigating themselves. What are they going to do? Investigate the incompetence of the last team.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott says he's considering all options, including whether there should be another state investigation.
Well, DJJ, as you know, shut down that facility, and I know I want to look into that and make sure the families are we do the right things there. So I'll be looking into that.
But Straley is not so sure the state will do its best to investigate because he believes they could be trying to deliberately hide the truth.
Like Professor Kimberly said when I first talked to her, she said, anytime you find this many bodies in a woods buried and hidden from sight and their children, this sets up a great big red flag that something is very, very wrong. And I don't think anybody said it any better than that.
For now, FDLE Commissioner Bailey says he is looking into getting the USF report and will likely brief the cabinet at a later date. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.